Welcome Guide for Tier 3 Consultant Protégés. Introduction. Welcome to Tier 3 of the PennDOT Mentor Protégé Program, MPP for Consultants. This guide will help you navigate the resources available on ProRank Academy PRA and make the most of your protégé experience. Initially, only your PRA profile will have access to the MPP rooms available to your firm. Suppose you would like others in your organization to access the MPP rooms available to your firm on PRA. In that case, you must use the multi-account feature, found as the third tab in your profile menu, to allow others to view the MPP rooms using your PRA profile. This feature is explained further below. Secondary protégé signup process, requesting and granting multi-account access. Secondary MPP protégés or PRA users from the protégé firm who did not complete the MPP questionnaire must request multi-account access to the primary protégé's PRA profile. You can watch the video provided in this document for further instructions. Once the primary MPP protégé grants multi-account access, the secondary protégé can toggle to the primary protégé's profile and view the MPP rooms as the primary user. Legal disclaimer. By enabling multi-account access, you acknowledge and accept the risks associated with granting access to secondary users. ProRank Academy is not liable for any misuse, unauthorized access, or data loss resulting from the use of the multi-account function. Users are responsible for managing and monitoring access permissions and ensuring compliance with all relevant data protection regulations and organizational policies. Navigating the PennDOT MPP rooms. 1. Understanding your role as a Tier 3 protégé. As a Tier 3 protégé in the consultant cohort, you are PennDOT Business Partner registered and actively qualified on ECMS. Your goal is to partner with mentors on PennDOT construction projects. 2. Understanding group rooms. Group rooms, or rooms, provide PRA users with consolidated information on a specific subject or objective. Each of the PennDOT MPP cohorts and their tiers has its respective rooms on PRA, consolidating the relevant information for that MPP cohort tier. Each MPP participant will have access to various MPP rooms that may change as the participant moves through the program. The MPP Point of Contact Primary Protégé PRA user can access all MPP group rooms by navigating to the group rooms page and entering the keyword MPP into the search box. This will show a list of all MPP rooms in which their company is currently enrolled. Only the PRA profile of the MPP primary protégé user will be able to see or access the MPP rooms. As explained above, all other company users from the protégé firm must receive multi-account access to use the primary protégé's profile to view MPP rooms. PennDOT MPP room. This room is for all PRA users interested in and or enrolled in the PennDOT Mentor Protégé program. It shows all program stakeholders from both cohorts and across all tiers, including interested stakeholders who still need to be enrolled as mentors or protégés. Consultant MPP room. This room is for all PennDOT MPP consultant cohort participants. Please note that although you will meet potential mentors in this room, you should only attempt to pair with them on projects once you have successfully reached Tier 3 of the program. Tier 3 Consultant Room. This room contains potential mentors ready to partner on PennDOT projects and best practices and resources for pairing. The Tier 3 Consultant Room Forum can be used to ask PennDOT or MPP admins questions anytime and review past questions and answers. 3. PRA Group Room Statuses. Rooms on PRA have 3 visibility statuses. By completing their PRA profile and uploading their capability statement, PRA users are automatically enrolled into applicable rooms, which may have public, private, or hidden status. These 3 room statuses are explained further below. Public rooms. These rooms are open for all PRA users to join anytime. Public rooms are visible and accessible to all PRA users. Example, PennDOT Resources Room. Example, Civil Engineering Room. Private rooms. These rooms require the PRA users to request access and receive approval from a room moderator. Most PRA users gain access to these rooms by providing relevant information. Private rooms are visible to all PRA users, but not accessible without prior approval. Example, PennDOT MPP Room. Example, DBE Supportive Service Room. Hidden rooms. These rooms are only visible to room members. Most PRA users gain access to these rooms by providing relevant information. Hidden rooms are invisible to all PRA users except the currently enrolled room members, and these rooms can only be accessed with admin approval. Example, Consultant MPP Room. Example, Tier 3 consultant room. 4 room hierarchies. Rooms house other rooms on PRA as subgroups. Most rooms on PRA are nested and can be navigated using the breadcrumb links at the top of the room page, just below the room banner image. Please watch the video provided in this document for a further explanation of the MPP room hierarchy. Subgroups. Each room with subordinate rooms has a subgroups tab. This tab shows the next level of rooms, which drill down to more specific classifications of information. Breadcrumb feature, room visitors can navigate from subrooms back up the room hierarchy utilizing the tiny links just under the room banner image of all subrooms. MPP room nesting logic for the Tier 3 consultant room is shown below. Parent room, child room, grandchild room, PennDOT MPP room, consultant MPP room, Tier 3 consultant room. MPP Tier 3 consultant focus. 1. Making connections with mentors. The Tier 3 Consultants Room mentors are ready to pair up on PennDOT projects. Check the public Tier 3 Consultant report regularly to find new mentors that may be joining the program daily without needing to log in to PRA. Tip: you can toggle the search filter to Potential Mentors to view a list of mentors instead of protégés. MPP rooms have 3 member types: program admins, potential mentors, and potential protégés. Ensure you are aware of the room member type before sending communications. You can view the services provided and contact information directly from each mentor profile. View mentors who are ready to work on PennDOT projects. Click on a potential mentor's profile image to learn more about the company. You can send connection requests and begin dialogues with mentors once connected. MPP room members must connect with the user before sending a message. To initiate a connection request, click the person icon on the member profile image with a plus symbol. Remember, you can cancel connections anytime. Best practice tip: protégés can refer potential mentors qualified to prime PennDOT projects by sending them the link to the Mentor MPP questionnaire. Once the questionnaire is completed, the new potential mentor firm will be ready to pair in the MPP Tier 3 room for their respective cohort. Sample MOUs and work plan templates are available in the documents section of the Consultant Tier 3 room. Please note, the documents in this room are just for reference. The formal documents will be sent to all participants through PRA. 2. Tier 3 Consultant Learning Objectives. 22.3.4, Determining Your Indirect Cost Rate. This lesson on PRA will give you an overview of how to calculate your indirect overhead cost rate in a FAR-compliant manner. 22.3.5, Submitting Your Overhead Rate on ECMS. This lesson on PRA will show you how to submit your indirect cost rate on ECMS once calculated. 22.3.6, Employee Roster and Wage Rate Submission. This lesson on PRA will show you how to create and submit your employee roster on ECMS. Tier 3 Consultant Learning Resources. PR Indirect Rate Resource Folder. The folder contains various resources to help users calculate FAR-compliant indirect overhead rates. PennDOT MPP Program Guide. This document is PennDOT's guidance on policies and procedures for the Mentor-Protégé Program. Consultant MOU Template. The MOU formalizes the Mentor-Protégé Pairing Agreement and is emailed to the mentor by PRA shortly after notice of selection. It is important that the mentor initiates the protégé pairing request through PRA so that when the agreement is awarded, PRA can automatically generate the virtual MOU for the winning team. Once signed, the MOU will be visible to both the mentor and protégé through their MPP tab. Consultant Development Plan Template. This template can be used to develop your mentor-protégé development plan. Although it is the mentor's responsibility to submit the plan to PennDOT, both the mentor and the protégé should work together and have input in creating this plan. Sample Consultant Development Plan. This is an example of how a consultant-protégé work plan might look once completed. Tip: MPP jargon, development plans are also commonly referred to as work plans. So please do not be confused if you hear these terms used together. Example, work development plan, or if you hear them used interchangeably, development plan and work plan. The MPP Public Tier 3 Consultant Report. The MPP Public Consultant Protégé Report is a dynamic list of Tier 3 consultant protégés viewable by the public. It provides general information about each firm and can be an alternative to granting multi-account access. MPP Navigational Diagram and Virtual Pairing Guide. MPP Navigational Diagram. This document is an interactive flowchart that guides protégés and mentors through the entire program lifecycle. It includes video instructions and direct links to each webpage referenced at each program step. The MPP Consultant Virtual Pairing Guide provides a detailed written overview of the MPP virtual pairing process between mentors and protégés of the consultant cohort on PRA. Additional resources, PennDOT Mentor Protégé Program MPP website. This is the official website for the PennDOT MPP program. It contains various resources to help protégés and mentors understand and navigate the program. PennDOT MPP Program Guide. This document is PennDOT's guidance on policies and procedures for the Mentor-Protégé Program. PennDOT ECMS Roadmap. This is an interactive PDF diagram of the PennDOT ECMS process of becoming ready to work for PennDOT projects. ProRank Academy Password Reset Link. This will allow you to reset your PRA password if you forgot it or are having issues logging in. Multi-Account Access and Disclaimer. Requesting multi-account access, PRA users from the protégé firm who did not complete the MPP questionnaire, secondary protégés, must request multi-account access from the firm's MPP point of contact primary protégé user to access MPP rooms. Once the primary protégé user grants multi-account access, the secondary protégé user can toggle profiles and view the EMPP rooms using the primary profile. Legal disclaimer. By enabling multi-account access, you acknowledge and accept the risks associated with granting access to secondary users. ProRank Academy is not liable for any misuse, unauthorized access, or data loss resulting from the use of the multi-account function. Users are responsible for managing and monitoring access permissions and ensuring compliance with all relevant data protection regulations and organizational policies. Conclusion. This guide provides a detailed framework for new PennDOT MPP program participants to navigate the Mentor-Protégé Program MPP resources on PRA. This guide is maintained as a virtual document. For the latest version, please use the link provided in this document. And check the top right corner of any page for changes to the version number. For further assistance, please contact the PennDOT MPP Supportive Services Center by email at pennmpp@proinkllc.com or by phone at 833-736-6677 or 833-PEN-MPP. You can also visit us at PennMPP.com for more information on the PennDOT MPP.